All right, I'm going to introduce our next guest. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
And that is Mr. Ron Winchell, the man behind Winchell Thoroughbreds. They have campaigned countless of greatest stakes winners and champions. Untappable, their latest. And as I mentioned, she's back in action here tomorrow. And Ron is with us now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. And looking at your champion that you'll see out here tomorrow, and you look at her record, 9 wins and 16 starts. She's been on the board in 14 of those 16 lifetime outings. She's earned more than $3.7 million. How special is Untappable?
Well, that's really hard to describe. I mean, for our operation, she's absolutely phenomenal. You know, her 2014 year was fantastic. You know, we had two goals that year, to win the Oaks and then win the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and, you know, obviously she was able to accomplish that. And so, yeah, I can't say enough about her, really.
Yeah, after that win in the Breeders' Cup last year, she came back two starts later to take the Apple Blossom, which was in April of this year. And then since, she's recorded a couple of second-place finishes, third last time out in the personal Ensign. How's she coming up to this race tomorrow?
Well, if I can give you any insight into, you know, Untappable's 2015 campaign, it's really, you know, I think back and it really culminates into a conversation I had with Steve Asmussen prior to, you know, her New York starts. You know, he asked me, he said, do you want to win these races or do you want to win the Breeders' Cup Distaff this year? And, of course, you know, here I knew the answer to that, which is, you know, our operation basically is focused on races like the Breeders' Cup. And so the decision was to train her, you know, somewhat lightly throughout the year and then, you know, essentially put your foot on the gas pedal toward the end of the year and, you know, try to win those races. And I think that's basically what you've seen all year is, you know, we thought we had a pretty good chance with that type of plan of winning races in New York, but not the best chance. And, you know, now it's go time, and the Spinster and the Breeders' Cup are, you know, where we're at, and we'll see how that plan works out.
You talk about your operation. It's a lifetime of racing for you. Your father, one of the great California owners, a guy that supported racing for many, many years. What's it been like for you, your journey through racing during your lifetime?
Well, I mean, yeah, my journey really started out as back in my earliest memories, you know, growing up right near Santa Anita and, you know, great memories and going to the track when I was a kid. And, you know, we had some nice horses back then. And you know, it's put me in a position where, you know, my dad did a great job of putting together some potent and productive mares. And, you know, it's put me in a position where, you know, along came Tappet, and we've been able to couple, you know, the nice mares with that we've had on the farm for years and years and put that together with Tappet, and it's really given us a chance to, you know, put together a successful formula. So, you know, I owe a lot to the history and the amount of time and the people that have been with us for a long time, like David Fisk, and done a phenomenal job and, you know, putting us, I guess, on the map for why we're sitting here today on this radio program talking.
Yeah, Ron, a lot of people are going to forget that Tappet began his career in those maroon and white Winchell colors and, of course, won the Grade 3 Laurel Futurity in those colors as well. And so many of your top horses, including Untappable, have been by Tappet, Tappature being one, Tapazar another one. Talk about looking and developing horses that are by Tappet. I mean, how important is that to your program?
I mean, it's essentially, right now, it's essentially the backbone of our program. And, you know, it's, you know, given us, you know, it's the backbone, the anchor, if you will. And, yeah, it just puts us in a very advantageous position. You know, as potent as he is, you know, he culminates a lot of conversations, obviously, around our farm. And we're just fortunate to really be part of that. And yeah, you know, you view him almost like the lottery ticket when it comes to stallions. So he's a huge part of it.
Well, he's been such so freakishly successful at the sales. I mean, every time they lead one in, the price just goes up and up and up. And that's got to be very gratifying for you, and also very profitable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's essentially, you know, you look back and it's what you dream about, having a horse, you know, being part of a stallion like that. And obviously Gainesway has been doing a great job, and when it comes to the sales aspect, and yeah, it's what you dream about in this business, and sometimes you got to wake up and go, okay, it's, yeah, this is part reality now, and it's hard to believe, actually.
Visiting with Ron Winchell of Winchell Thoroughbreds, of course, Untappable going to the post tomorrow in the Grade 1 Judmont Spinster, hoping for a return trip to the Breeders' Cup Distaff right here at Keeneland, October 30th and 31st. Ron, during the Saratoga meet, I had the opportunity to visit with trainer Steve Asmussen for a full hour on our Trainer Talk program, and it was such an enjoyable visit, and so many people that listened to that show said that they learned or at least saw a different side of Steve Asmussen than we often see in the public and in the media. And that relationship that you've had with him spans quite some time. Talk about that relationship and why it's been so successful.
That relationship goes, you know, way back. His father has been breaking horses for us almost, I guess, back into the early 90s, you know, probably 90, 91. And, you know, Steve was, you know, a lot younger then, obviously, and he was, I think, a kid in high school that was helping his dad break horses. So our relationship goes way back. You know, Steve's a pretty straightforward guy, and it's something I appreciate when you send him a horse, and you know, it's not, no matter how much that horse costs or how high you think you are on it, he'll just give you a straight opinion, and I really appreciate that. You know, some people probably don't like that, but one thing about Steve, you'll get a direct, straight opinion, and I think that I feel like he's always looked out for our best interest, which is probably a tough thing in this business when it comes to trainers and people within the business. But that's definitely how I feel, how, you know, our relationship's been over the years, and it continues, really.
Yeah, and Steve went through a very difficult year last year with the New York Times article coming out, making some accusations against him and his operation. But, Ron, you were unflappable. You never wavered, and you stuck with Steve. Talk about the reasoning behind that decision.
You know, I get asked this question often, you know, well, not recently, but, you know, in the past. And it really was in the question for me of, you know, staying or not staying, because everything that you heard and you read, you know, wasn't my experience of what I saw when, you know, every time we visit, you know, Steve's operation or throughout the years. And so it really, you know, when I looked at it, it was, well, my experience and what I'm hearing are two different things. And so there wasn't a doubt in my mind that, you know, we were going to stay with him, because I couldn't find any factual, you know, evidence to anything I was hearing. And so that really was the reason for, you know, me doing what I did, really.
Well, I thought it was very admirable of you to stick with your trainer and use your own judgment, because I imagine there was a lot of pressure on you to make another decision. But your father was a loyalist as well. Cecil Jolly trained for him for so many years and you know, had an outstanding run with the Winchell horses. And so I wasn't surprised when that all went down.
But, I mean, you're right. There was actually a lot of pressure. You know, I had a lot of friends and stuff when that was happening that said, you know, you need to look at a different trainer. And it's, you know, just something I couldn't do personally based on stuff that wasn't factual. So, you know, it's nice that it finally came around and, you know, people realize that, you know, the reality of it, and it's all seemed to work out nice now. So, and I'm grateful for that, actually.
Ron Winchell, Winchell Thoroughbreds here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Ron, you mentioned the ultimate goal being another victory in the Breeders' Cup Distaff when Untappable defends her title in 4 weeks' time. Look ahead. Do you allow yourself to do that? I know you still have to get past the Spinster tomorrow, but do you allow yourself to think about what that moment would be like to win it right here in the heart of the Bluegrass?
I think in this business, you're always looking ahead. You know, you just planning ahead, looking ahead, and then you hope that everything you're doing at the moment is actually going to work out. And, you know, like I said before, you know, the idea with Untappable was light trainer lightly, and, you know, winning, I guess, you know, these two races, really, the prep and the Breeders' Cup. So, yeah, you know, we imagine it all the time, and, you know, whether it becomes reality, I guess, you know, we'll find out at the end of October, really.
Ron Winchell, Winchell Thoroughbreds, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he'll receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Ron, we appreciate all the time, my friend, and all the best tomorrow with Untappable and moving forward to the Breeders' Cup as well.
All right. Thank you.